This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 29th. I'm Paul Plack. There's a fascinating story brewing involving Cirrus Aircraft and at least one suitor, and it involves concerns the new owners might move the company to China. Boeing admits design changes are needed in a power distribution panel on the Dreamliner after an in-flight electrical fire on a test aircraft. Chief Deputy DA Steve Wagstaff of San Mateo County, California, says if TSA employees engage in lewd and lascivious behavior during pat-downs at San Francisco International, he'll prosecute them. Aoptics Technologies says the use of its iris recognition technology to authenticate passengers could be a better way to do airport security. So far, TSA's not listening. Delta Airlines Tech Ops Stores employees have rejected representation by the International Association of Machinists. It's the eighth employee group at the merged Delta and Northwest to vote to remain non-union. The Airline Pilots Association says Evergreen International Airlines pilots have been negotiating for a new contract for over 6 years, and it's time to authorize a strike. The Cargo Systems Division of AAR has received a purchase order to supply cargo handling systems for 30 Lockheed C-130 Hercules aircraft. A DPE administering a check ride in Indiana got a big surprise when he pulled the throttle to simulate an engine out, and the engine actually quit. And Leslie Nielsen, the star of the 1980 movie Airplane, who famously said, "Don't call me Shirley," has gone west. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI and flight school operator Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us what it takes to make an LSA earn its keep on your flight line. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.